Hello, implementers, and welcome to episode 22 of the Learn to Implement podcast, where you learn how to beat procrastination, how to manage perfectionism, and how to execute on those many ideas that you have. And one idea that you have probably got is a solution to some problem. All very good, but don't start with your solution. Let me explain. I had a situation where somebody had to copy and create a document. Well, the details were not important, but it was an extremely frustrating, slow, cumbersome process for this person. And I said, well, I can make that better. I can make that easier. Let me try and do this. Let me try and put this together, which I started working on. And I went back to the person. I said, look, tell me, what is the big frustration here? Because what I was doing was I was jumping into the solution and trying to fix everything. And the everything part was not what they were interested in. They didn't worry so much about really three quarters of it. It was one part in particular to do with time calculations and how long this is going to take and what time does the next step start. That was what was really frustrating them. And so what I learned from that episode is that I don't have to replace the entire problem. I don't have to fix the entire problem with my own all embracing solution. I just need to fix the thing that is the most annoying, niggling, frustrating thing for them. And if you want to do this even for yourself, because this is a really big problem when it comes to procrastination, is that we say, oh, well, I need to fix this, but I need to get this bit right and then that bit right and something else right. And you don't. You just need to fix initially at least the most important, urgent, annoying, frustrating, repeated problem. The repeated one is very important because if there is some sort of task, some sort of idea that you've got, some sort of plan that you have, and it's just going to be a one-off, well, okay, it might take you a couple of days to do it and you don't really care, you don't really worry about that. But if it's something that you say, actually, this is something that I'm very likely, I can predict that this is something that I'm going to have to do again probably in the next few months, then it's absolutely worth finding a better way of doing it and getting yourself more organized, more productive, more efficient with how you do it. How do you do that? How do you get more efficient? Well, as I say, you start with the problem. What is the problem? Try and define it as clearly as you can. What is this pain? Why is it a pain? Why does it matter? Why does this have to be done? Why does it have to be done now? Why is that the deadline, if there is a deadline? And if there isn't a deadline, well, chances are that's why people procrastinate, because there is no real deadline. What I recommend you do is just take out a notepad and write down all of your frustrations. All of the things that you are finding annoying, that you wish you could do better, you wish you already knew how to do something, and write down those frustrations, because the chances are very high that if you are, with your skills, your experience, your tools, if you are having that frustration, then there are many other people who are also having the same frustration. And they may have different skills and different tools and different abilities and different experiences to you. But they may also want the shortcut. They may also want to know, what is your system? What is your process for fixing this particularly annoying, frustrating, difficult, challenging, painful headache. Now, one thing that you could also keep in mind is this. I recently fixed something for somebody and I shared it with two or three other colleagues. And their reactions were virtually universally all the same. They said, actually I shared it I think with four people, and three of them at least said the same thing. They said, see how you've done this bit here, can you do that other part, which was a very small thing, but can you do it? They all asked the same question. They all wanted the same outcome. So that was really good feedback. I hadn't wasted my time creating it the first way, but once they had told me this is how we want it, then I knew, okay, I was doing it this way, I need to do it that second way. It wasn't just a nice to have, it was something that nearly everybody instinctively asked, can you do it this way? Can we have it in this format? So I said, yeah, no problem. The second thing, which was really, really interesting and enlightening to me, and it's a message that I keep learning again and again, is that very often people, even very smart people, even very technical people, don't want to go into the details of how did you do that. They just want the outcome. So here's an example. Supposing you have a template, supposing you're a writer, and suppose a copywriter, and supposing you are telling people, here is a template, here is the way that I would word a sales call or a cold pitch to somebody who's never heard from you, never heard of you before, or never heard from you either. Here is how to word it. Then people are very much more inclined to fill in the blanks and to say, I want to follow this process, because people are so busy. They want to follow this process. They want to follow this template, and they won't be so interested in how you came about to build that template in the first place. On the whole, there are other people who really want to dig in deep and say, well, how did you do that? Show me every step along the way and show me your thought process. And that's a valid thing, but it's a different group of people. The main people, I find, are people who are beginners. They're looking for a quick win, or they're beginners as regards this thing, and they're looking for one quick win. Can you just show me, just give me how to do it? So that is the gist of today's message, is focus on the problem, not your solution. And then even when you share your solution, you don't have to share the details of how you came about that solution. You can, but it's not likely that anybody is going to steal it anyway. Not many people want to do that sort of work. The trick is to say, okay, here's your pain, here's your problem, and here is the big dream outcome that we're going to get. Here is what we're going to do, so that this thing that used to take you 2 hours is now going to take you 7 minutes. Okay, just use this instead. You say, wow, that's really good. And then they are not so interested usually in how you got to do that. They just want that quick win. So focus on their problem and their dream outcome rather than the details of your solution. Thanks for listening or watching and listening. This is Anthony English again on the Learn to Implement podcast. We'll see you next time.